The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
So we have tickets every day this week to see Creed July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion at 4:30. So 4:30 tomorrow, 4:30 Friday. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, Ticketmaster.com. And one grand prize winner will get pit tickets. You guys both know my sister-in-law, Paige, asked me if she could call and try to sing and win the tickets. And I said, I know you know the words. However, you are related to me and you're not eligible.
That would be frowned upon.
Yeah. The good thing is you're related to me now. The bad thing is you can't win any more contests.
Can't win any contests.
Sorry. So why don't we do the top five at 5:30?
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
So what I have for you today are the five best sports radio calls I've heard in the last week. And I say sports radio because number five actually starts at Spike's old station.
Oh, the fan.
Because on Friday night, John Heyman, friend of the show.
Oh, no. Did you hear this? With Keith. Oh.
So, obviously, tensions high in New York.
Yes.
Both teams vying for Juan Soto.
This was before Soto signed.
Yes, it's before Soto signed. And John Heyman, when questioned about, you know, if he's getting money from Scott Boras to tweet it out, making fun of the Aaron Judge tweet from 2 years ago, he hit a high note that I'm not sure even any of us could hit.
Wow.
I can't even believe it.
Sound like Bill O'Reilly a little bit.
Yes.
We'll do it live.
Yeah. So the thing that you didn't hear was Keith, I wouldn't have made this choice. Keith, do his show however he wants to do a show.
Right.
He asked Heyman at the beginning of the call if he was getting a cut of Soto's contract from Boras.
Yeah.
And then he brought up his mistake Aaron Judge tweet like three different times.
Well, no wonder he's irritated.
Yeah, no wonder.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Keith was trying to.
But you got to have a good relationship with him if you're going to break his stones.
Like that. Yeah. Yes. You have to have a and he doesn't have a relationship with him.
It took me like a year to mess around with Mike a little bit. You got to create that.
Yeah. You still cross the line an awful lot.
What's amazing about
he
crosses the line every day. The amazing thing about the Heyman call is that it starts off with the question about the percentage, and then there's like 10 minutes of normal questions.
Right.
And then he brings in the judge thing. He went back to it. And it's all the way it sounded to me was that Heyman was doing it, and while he was doing it, he got like a text from someone saying, "How are you letting this guy say this to you?" Right. And I think it revved. I'm just guessing that's what it sounded like.
Never heard John Heyman upset like that, man.
Dude, he said it's done with WFAN. Yeah. He's been calling FAN for 25 years.
station's falling apart, Spike.
Well, you know.
Now, in fairness, we did have some conflicts with media members when I was there, too. I'm still having occasionally with occasional media members up there.
No, so. I'm better. No, no, I'm better. That's what you do.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
The rest of these are all WIP calls. The fourth best sports radio call last week was this masterclass from Herb in the Northeast on our show.
That call is even wilder to listen back
again,
to.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about sex. Yeah. I know your father. I had sex when I was 12 years old.
I was 12 years old. I didn't even want to follow that one up.
Nah,
I don't know. Yeah,
you let that one go. Let that one live in infamy.
He got so mad at me.
Yeah. And speaking to him off the air today, too. Is he still on there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, he's a little tight with me, too. He said I was blocking his call.
He didn't even show up on Monday. I had a Christmas present for him.
I know. I would fold.
You don't make Herb wait.
I would never. It's not always me. But the third best caller to sports radio this week. And Broads must just bring out these kind of callers.
It was overnight.
Once again, another masterclass from Overnight with Broads.
G-Cop? Oh, Alex Cop. Oh, did he say I'm getting another radio for Christmas?
Oh.
What?
Wow.
That was
intense.
Man, woke up with my pants down. What?
Alex Cobb. He signed with the Tigers. whirlwind call.
Oh, man.
Bro.
Woke up with my pants down?
I feel
been there.
No, I have not. That's one thing I can say. I've never been there.
Oh, my God. I almost want to come in and do an overnight with Broad so I get to experience that stuff. We get interesting callers, but never like that.
Wow. He was like, I just woke up.
Yeah.
We don't always get the caller of Bobby from Fishtown. You know what I mean? That's usually an overnight kind of thing.
By the way, we're not going to have another Twitter question check-in, but it was today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Also, Men's Night, back this Thursday at Mark's Jewelers, holiday shopping with an open bar, food trucks, and more. Finish the holiday shopping season strong. Continue.
We do that right there?
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I was just so thrown off. I didn't know we were on to something.
I wanted... There's... Look. You don't... Look.
All right. I just didn't know. All of a sudden, it's such a hard transition. I was like...
Can I tell you why?
Sure.
We have 14 minutes left in the segment, and I have to keep it away from the other thing.
Oh, man.
That's true. Okay, now
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
do you understand what I'm saying?
I was just thrown off a little bit.
I know, but if I waited till this ended,
you're totally right.
I just for the listeners and for Ike to know that I'm not crazy, you know I did the right thing.
Oh, I just he's like, did you have to do it right there?
I did. I actually did, though.
Especially saying you interrupted his.
No. Yeah. I'm just confused as to why that. Now I understand why.
Okay.
My second favorite sports radio call in the last week. Listen, Ike and I, we are betting men.
What happened?
But we don't berate the callers. Wondering if they took their picks on Twitter.
Oh, that's a jolly call.
But this is a call of jolly that kind of went the wrong way.
No.
He brought it back to the pick. He made sure. Hey, you can't see right now. But
oh, my God.
Oh, man. He says, since I can't see right now.
Please make sure you know the record. I had Arizona State.
Yeah. Jolly wanted no part of that. Jolly was like, I don't care.
He just wanted credit for his picks.
I don't care if you can't see. What I care about.
12-1, hot as fire.
Yeah, I'm hot as fire. Hot as fire, go to Twitter.
I tweeted it 7 times.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hadn't heard that one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Sorry you can't see, but also we're hot. But the number one, my favorite.
By the way, no disrespect to our...
Yeah, no disrespect to our never.
Just blind listeners. Yes,
who we love. Yep. It was just unbelievable. Also, look for Jolly's picks. But the number one, my favorite sports radio call of the last week, called into Sunny Hill over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And wait till you hear this back and forth.
There's no way that's possible.
No.
There's no way that's possible. It'd be the greatest running back ever. Late 80s.
It was 2003.
Yeah. So
I played against Priest Holmes.
So for perspective, Priest Holmes' top year was 1,615 yards.
He never rushed for 2,000 yards.
No. But dude, he had 27 touchdowns in 03?
Yeah, that one year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was, that one year. That's the year with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, he did have three straight years of 2,000 all-purpose yards.
Maybe that's what he meant.
But like receiving and
I know
rushing.
What you're saying, rushing and receiving.
Poor,
yeah.
Poor Sonny was like, I would know about this.
Yeah. Like, hold on. This sounds like something I would know about. 4 straight years of rushing for 2,000 yards.
In the 80s. Christian Okoye was their running back in the 80s.
Is that who we meant?
Yeah. Actually, Okoye was in the late 80s, early
90s. Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
That was
I love
great.
The fact Sonny didn't fall for it. He's like, hold on.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I'm older, but I know that don't sound right.
You're telling me a guy I've never heard of had 4 straight 2,000-yard seasons. He's the greatest running back who ever lived.
Yes.
That was a good one, Jack.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Ah, I like that.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard any of those calls except for Herb's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have to work that
one. That might have been the best call.
Well, dude, I can't get over Jolly just berating, you know.
That was a good one, too.
Can you play that one again? I'm sorry. Can you
Jolly?
Play the, yeah, the Jolly one again?
Ha ha ha. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Hope everything's good for you moving forward, but we had Arizona State tonight.
I'm hot as fire. I've run that 206 times.
Yes.
Everyone that listens to Charlie has to follow him on Twitter.
Oh, my God. And check. Make sure you check for his picks. Oh, Sean in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
John?
Sean?
Yep, I'm here.
No.
What up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Not too much. Just wanted to throw a hypothetical out there for a comment Ike made yesterday.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Talking about the AJ and Jalen stuff.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. And if it didn't go well, we were one and done, that one of them had to go. Ike said that yesterday, I believe.
He said if they're not able to solve
this
thing.
Yeah, if they're not able to resolve everything.
Yeah.
So hypothetically, say that happens.
Yes.
Would you, and the Vikings don't re-sign Darnold, would you sign Darnold, trade Jalen for like a Max Crosby type elite defensive player? And you fire Nick. Better team is available than for Ben Johnson and the Eagles.
No, so here's what I'm going to do, Sean. I'm not doing the hypothetical because when I do a hypothetical, somehow it gets taken as the word of gospel.
You're right.
And people run with it. Yeah. So I was encouraged by what I heard today from both parties. So I'm going to assume they're moving forward. So I don't have to have this hypothetical question anymore about moving on from Jalen or AJ this offseason.
And I'll address it more specifically, even though Ike will not. Yeah. I think it's going to be difficult for you to – there's no way Minnesota is just going to let Sam Darnold walk after this year. Mm-hmm. So I would guess that they'll franchise him and figure something out.
Try to
trade
him.
Yeah, or whether, by the way, he's only 27. There's no reason why
they might keep him
and trade J.J. McCarthy. So, and I don't know the implications. First of all, you're not getting Max Crosby for Jalen Hurts.
I'd say a defensive player. Trades
in the NFL for big contract guys are always very complicated because of the dead cap, because you're responsible for the bonus money. So I don't know what Jalen's cap implications are after this year. You might not be able to, if they moved off of him, the reason Denver was able to do it with Russell Wilson is because their new quarterback is not making any money. He's Bo Nix. He's on a rookie contract. So they can handle an $80 million dead cap hit this year. I can't imagine the Eagles would be able to handle whatever Jalen's dead cap hit is and pay a quarterback.
If we were one and done and the whole try to see to get Ben Johnson here, I mean, I don't think anything else would look more desirable than here.
You want to bring in a more complex offense to run.
Yeah, but he would run it, I mean...
But exactly who's running it, though? Jalen is the quarterback.
I hear you, but for a one and done, like you said.
It's less the one and done and more about can these two guys coexist moving forward, right? If they're one and done, the details matter. Like, I don't know. Are they one and done because we can't throw the ball? Are they one and done because they lost a shootout to maybe the Green Bay Packers? Like, I really don't know. Here's what I'll tell you my sense is with the team. They are happy with the personnel they have here right now, especially the main parts.
Yeah.
They're not going to move on from any of those parts, including the head coach, the quarterback, or the wide receiver. Right, they're not going to move on from any of those guys.
Even for a one and done,
You keep saying if we're one and done. I have to know. But here's my thing: I just can't say a blanket statement if they're one and done. I have to know why they're one and done.
Well, let me ask you this, Sean: if Buffalo was one and done, are they going to get rid of Josh Allen and Amari Cooper?
No. I mean, Josh Allen's going to be the MVP. You know.
Yeah, I think, as Ike said, the context of what happens matters.
Yeah.
And I thank you for the call. I don't like. I know everybody's going to want Ben Johnson. I'm not so sure that is the issue.
And Ben Johnson is coming here and being successful here. Again, some guys can call plays.
Right.
Everybody's not a head coach. Kellen Moore. You think Kellen Moore, if he was the head coach of the Eagles right now? How confident would you be listening to him try to handle this?
Not at all. And,
right?
By the way,
great play caller, but
Jared Goff, for all of the detriments of him, he was able to run a Sean McVay offense and now the Ben Johnson offense, and those are complicated offenses. And not say what you want, whatever Jalen's positives and negatives are, every year here has basically been a pretty basic, straightforward offense. Has not been...
Well, and the last thing they want to do is give him another offense he has to learn.
To learn, yeah. I don't think
like that's the last thing they want to do is give him a fifth offense to learn in 5 years of being here.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I didn't remember them being dreads. That was only why. I just couldn't remember them being dreads.
Listen, I forget more stuff around here than anybody.
Yes.
So
yeah. That was not I don't want the delegation to count. I know the difference between dreads and braids. I just didn't think they had dreads. Don't do that to me. Don't. No. All right. What's next?
That's a good point. Those Penn Staters, I didn't hear James Franklin get named as a fraud.
Well, Howard and Delco didn't call him.
Right.
Used to be a staple of the Brandon Graham Show, which I'm sure will be returning. There'll be a lot of James Franklin talk in the next one.
But does Marks talks about Franklin. Does he not like James Franklin?
Well,
Chama?
He used to do it to set up Howard.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because Howard every time would be like, they're never, and let me repeat, ever winning with James Franklin.
Poor BG sitting there in between Marks and Howard talking about James Franklin. What's next? Look, I'm doing my homework.
You did. You watched the tape, man.
I watched the tape.
You think he respects your football opinion?
Nope. It hurts a little bit.
Well, you were like, when he said the Steelers offense stunk, you said, really?
Yeah.
And he said something along the lines of, listen, you can watch as much tape as you want. It was like,
I was like, oh, Lord, this back, is not going to go right.
Backhanded.
Yes. Well, Baldy, same guy, told me they didn't need to pass the ball any better last week. So, I don't know. Well, look, we're all changing our tune this week. So, that's fine. I don't know anything. It's fine. Baldy. I love Baldy. What's next? Man.
That might have been one Baldy missed someone right there.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen video. Yeah, we've seen video. Teammates were celebrating with Grant Calcaterra. So, yeah, we might have been misled on that one.
Yeah, I think Baldy was trying to take what information he had and give it the context. But, yeah, that one I think was a miss.
That was a miss.
And I had bet Grant Calcaterra anytime touchdowns 3 straight weeks, and I didn't bet this week.
Of course.
What's next? That's right. Herb said, he said, I don't have heat in my car. I was like, why not? He's like, well, it's electric.
That doesn't deter.
Dude, it's like EVs that are like $100,000. You think everyone...
Nobody has a heat in their car?
You think they buy one and they're like, hey, I just want to warn you. I know this is 60 grand. However, no heat.
There's no heat in here.
It's an electric car. What's next? It was a shot at me saying that I'm trying to bait people into saying the culture.
No, I think he's actually just saying, Brandon Graham.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about everything going on in NovaCare and Baldy today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And after I was saying that the culture there was good.
Yeah,
well, we'll see. This is an enormous Nick game, I think. It's an enormous game for everybody. But if like I said to Ken, if your thing is going to be culture, everybody's going to play hard, blah, blah, blah. Then when they're winning 9 in a row, that you get credit for that. But then when you have a week like this, that goes on your resume, and how you deal with this, I think, is important. You know,
yeah, and I think the experience of last year and going through that put some more urgency on these guys to not let this stuff fester and linger. I think that's why they did what they needed to do over the last couple of days of behind the scenes, having the tough conversations that they needed to have, trying to mend fences and moving forward. I mean, Jordan Mailata, again today, now, I didn't hear the audio. I just read it in text form out of a tweet. But it basically said, this isn't the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts show. Like, we're trying to win football games around here.
Yeah.
So, I'm paraphrasing this. Yeah, it's basically like, the guys don't want to be talking about this. They want to talk about going to beat Pittsburgh.
And that's what Nick said, and Nick was just like, I know you got to ask me about it, but this is not what we want.
And that's why
do.
You get it out of the way today, and then you move on.
Yep. So, Fritz at 6 is next. Jack,
what are we dealing with tonight?
Sunday's a must win. Obviously.
Yeah.
And some more Phil's thoughts.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I hope you're still mad.
He's not. Look at his face.
Yeah. Well, I'm honestly a little, we've had a lot going on today, so okay. I'll re-ramp it back up.
All right.
Don't you worry. I'm still not happy.
All right, good. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. What, Jack?